Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. My wife, Bob Jean, going to sing for us this time.
Praise God. Everything's new in a phrase that resonates in a language spoken unlike any uttered before. And it flows like a crystal stream on a clear morning in a garment that is worn. And it does not conceal, but it only reveals the beauty of being made new in a glorified body that is now here in plain view. Everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new. Oh, everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new. Everything's new in thoughts that blossom where there's no negativity, in our glorified mentality, and the body that carries it all is glorified flesh and bones, wrapped in fine linen, clean and white. We're speaking a new and pure language of life with the fullness of the Spirit, guided by the new thinking of Christ that's embodied in newness now shown in Christ the Wife. Everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new. Everything's new is a phrase that resonates in a language spoken unlike any uttered before. And it flows like a crystal stream on a clear morning in a garment that is worn. And it does not conceal, but it only reveals the beauty of being made new in a glorified body that is now here in plain view. Everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new. Oh, everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified, everything's new. Everything's new in thoughts that blossom, where there's no negativity, in our glorified mentality, and the body that carries it all is glorified flesh and bones, wrapped in fine linen and clean and white. We're speaking a new and pure language of life, with the fullness of the Spirit, guided by the new thinking of Christ, that's embodied in newness now shown in Christ the Wife. Everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified, everything's new. Oh, everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified, everything's new. A new body glorified, everything's new. Now and forevermore, everything's new.
Hallelujah, my Lord. We praise you. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe at the end.
Right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. The Lord's good.
Amen.
Amen. All the time. Even in his ways of correcting, he's new there, and he's new, and he's wonderful. He's just wonderful all the way. That's all you can say. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just appreciate the Lord. And appreciate his people, and so want to greet each one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And also Christ, the wife of the Lamb, as it's becoming more and more a part of the name, till it, the name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and his queen is Christ the wife. Say amen. So that's the thing we're looking at today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's so good to be here today, and just to appreciate the things that he's doing for us. And we appreciate him, what he did, whether we think it's the best thing to happen to us or not. Amen. We appreciate him anyway, because we know it is. Because he looks at the long term. We look at the temporary. Look at things temporary. Amen. So it's so good to have the Bible, the Word of God, that took us from Genesis all the way up to where we're at now. There used to be a song that we sang, I guess, was half Christian or half country or something. But it was, I'm using my Bible for a road map. And the 12 apostles are the road sign, and so on. It's been a long time since I heard that. But the Bible has been a good road map. Amen. Guided humanity from Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation, and through the book of Revelation. And now, amen, God has word coming forth that's spoken word. Amen. And the spoken word is the original seed. And we have the spoken word in that. We're putting it in book form. Amen. And we'll have another book in a couple of weeks, I suppose. And I don't control the time on it, but usually we get pretty close. Within a couple of weeks, we probably will have a new book off. Amen. Glorifying Revelations, I believe. Amen. So it's going to be, as the other, it's going to be a good one. Amen. And, of course, this coming week, we will have the copy on the internet that you can get off. What do you call it? PDF? Amen. We have that PDF, and I can't remember all these things. And I'm kind of glad that that's out of my category of all these things. But the Word of God's wonderful, and I've read it through so many times, starting from Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. From the first chapter of Genesis, first verse, to the last chapter of Revelation, and the last verse. Amen. And it's always been good. And it brought us home. It's been a good road map. Amen. So that song was good anyway. I'm using my Bible for a road map because it did bring us home. And now that we're home, amen, God has a wife, a gospel for the wife of the Lamb after marriage. Amen. So that's kind of what I'm looking at this morning, the gospel of Christ after marriage, see. We'll figure that title out and get it there somewhere. Amen. So I don't think we have one by that title. Amen. It'll be worked different so that we go on, when someone goes on the site, they can get the right message. Amen. So preaching to the wife, or the wife's gospel. Well, that may be a better word. The wife's gospel after marriage. Okay. Amen. Okay, so let's start with that, and then we'll work on it. If we need to make some adjustment, that will go along, and we'll just see what's said about it and what the Spirit will reveal.
Yeah, can we subtitle it The Great Revealing?
Yes, The Great Revealing. Yeah. We wanted to maybe subtitle The Great Revealing, and there's several things when we get to, and The Great Revealing is the fact that there's been something revealed in this hour that is indeed very, very great. And that is the feminine part of Christ in glorified flesh and bones. See? So that's something that the old saying is brand spanking new, and it's something that we are looking more to. Amen. Because the Bible as a roadmap was so successful, unbelievable successful, that has brought us all the way through. And there's still things in there that I like to read about, the prophecies that take place during the millennium, so on. And it's still a road map. Now, when we get to the beginning of eternity, then we're not going to try to go any further than that. Amen. Other than the fact that there's eternal life, there's no more sin, there's no more devil. That's when the devil's gotten rid of. Amen. Cast in the lake of fire. And not only the devil, with the devil went death. Death and hell was cast in the lake of fire, see. Amen. And the devil not just bound there at the end of the millennium. Amen. He is cast in the lake of fire. And once something goes into the lake of fire, it never comes out, because the lake of fire is for its destruction. Amen. There's no eternal fire that the devil burned eternally. Neither is there eternal fire where anyone else burned eternally, because the lake of fire is for destruction. Everything goes in there is destroyed, never to be seen anymore, never to be talked about anymore, never be thought of, because the Bible says these things don't come to your mind, and so on like that. Amen. So that's why I'm so happy today, and that's why I'm rejoicing to see the journey. And I used to, a few years back,
I'd wondered if all them thousands of hours that I read, going through the Old Testament, New Testament, and all that, if they were kind of wasted time. Amen. But now I see more and more that they weren't, because it gives us a clear understanding of the millennium, all these things. Amen. So the song Using My Bible for a Roadmap, thank you, whoever was the author of it, because it's really been good. Amen. And now we have a gospel for the wife after marriage. See, when using your Bible for the roadmap, or using our Bible for the roadmap, brought us to marriage and got it complete. See, amen. In Revelation 10 there. But the thing is, now we are here, and now it's the field's wide open, we'd say. Glory to God for this gospel to go forth, and it is, and it's the wife will enjoy it each week, each month, and as she go along, as long as we're here. Amen. So the gospel for the wife after marriage. Amen. So we always like to find the place, put the glorified flesh and bones in there somewhere too. So amen, because once Jesus rose from the dead, he was glorified, and he had glorified flesh and bone. So the marriage took place after that, see, which makes us the same thing and makes us part of the Godhead. And we don't have to, maybe necessarily, like we coming all the way through the church age, go through someone else, like go through the Lord Jesus Christ and so on. Amen. The wife had to go that way, but now that the marriage has taken place, been completed, been culminated, and what's that word? Culminated?
Consummated.
Consummated, and yes, thank you. And we got all that, then that makes us glorified flesh and bones too, see? Amen. So claim it, believe it, and walk with God. Amen, because we're in the most glorious days that you'll ever see. Glory to God until the Lord himself sits on that throne there in Jerusalem. Amen. And then the glory of God light up the whole area. Amen. You know, the Bible says that city, it don't need the sun or the moon to light it. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, his wife, that lights up the city, see. Glory to God. So, but all the rest of the earth, God lets it go on, and there's natural people that farmed their land and all that, and I've been bringing that in a little bit lately. I don't know exactly why it seems that it needs to be said, and I get some question on it, and I think it's right. Amen. More and more people, they're seeing that. I had a brother, and I might have told you this, and probably has, so bear with me if I be repetitious on some things from time to time, because they're needful. Amen. Who was it said to me, to you, it's needful, these things? Amen. Being repetitious. Paul. Amen. So here we are today, just as happy as can be. Amen. And we don't have a roadmap that tells us 10 years out, we're going to be doing this 10 years from now. In 15 years from now, we're going to be preaching this way or that way. No, amen. The mind of Christ Jesus, amen, is the mind of the wife of the Lamb, say. So that makes it good there. Amen. And I want to get some water here before we get started off. Amen. That's one of the things I thank God for often. Amen. Because I like water, and especially if I'm working on the outside and it's real hot. But it's something that God provided. And it's something we thank God for. And it's not just, thank you, Lord, I want a drink of water, thank you, Lord, for it. No, you're thankful in your heart. And not only did he give you the water, he furnished water on the earth to grow the food that we need. amen. And originally, until after sin began to enter into the picture, we didn't have the vegetarian was there. We had a vegetarian diet. Amen. But since the fall came and so on, God added different beasts that we could eat and so on like that. And I'll tell you what, I'm so glad he did, because I like meat too. Amen. Amen. But I like this word better than all. And I like the excitement of it, not knowing exactly what's going to be revealed and come out the next week. And it makes us want to get to church and see. Amen. The brother come to church here, he said one thing about it, Brother Ben. When we get to church, we know that God will have given you something for us, and we'll go back home rejoicing. Amen. Rejoicing over the great things that God's revealing. Amen. So it's not so much preaching as going to a seminary and getting all your scripture together and so on, and compare this scripture with that scripture and so on. Because many times when you're doing that, one scripture is talking about a different thing than that. But when you get just straight from the Lord, amen, what does river run from the throne? Amen, the tree of life. Amen, and the nations will come and be blessed. Amen, it'll be just a blessing for those that goes into the millennia. Amen, because if they go there, they've got eternal life, but the difference is they'll have eternal life in their natural mortal body. And I think somebody told me mortal means death, but you can make that adjustment and count to the lack of my education as knowing the proper word for the proper time. Amen. But anyway, they'll live forever and can't die, and they'll rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. And anything come up, a little problem somewhere among the nation, amen, then the fruit is for the healing of the nation. Yeah, the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nation. And those are the things right here. We're living in that day now. Amen. Amen. Where all these things, glory to God, just right, taking play. Amen. Amen. Not completed in fullness yet. It is in the eyes of God and all. But with us, it's just working itself. And it's so glorious. And we could talk all day long, and usually do. And we just praise God for all these good things that he's doing. Amen. So let's just, what did I say last there? We could take, yeah, the great revealing. Amen. Why don't we just title that? And we can go from there. We can go from there either and add to or subtitle or whatever. Make the adjustment. That's one thing when you're in the things of God like we are. Amen. Part of him. And part of the Godhead and the wife of the Lamb, then there's freedom to make that adjustment. Praise the Lord. And it's exciting as the Lord leads us and guides us. And then that way we know it's a joy to look to the Lord. If we could do it on our own, get the scripture together and so on like the seminaries does. And I'm not critical of ministers, because I know everyone has their place. But it seems to me if I try to copy them, and I have way back years ago, tried to do like they do, get scripture, this scripture, match that scripture, this match. Amen. But it just didn't quite have the punch that I thought it ought to have. Amen. But I like to preach the word of God. And while I'm preaching, things just come out that I didn't even intend, or didn't have planned to say, that the mind of the Lord just said, say this. Glory to God. So that's where we're at today. That's where we're rejoicing. Amen. And we've arrived home. And it's been a treacherous journey, yes. Amen. But it's been a wonderful journey. Glory to God. And now that the journey is over, amen, we enjoy the fruits and enjoy all the things that he has for us here at home. And when I say here at home, I mean this area of the spirit, or this realm of the spirit, amen, that is specifically, and that's a fourth grader saying that word, specifically for the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. That's why we dance in the spirit. That's why we praise God. And that's why we glorify God. And that's why we, our respect is for the Bible that got us here. Amen. And it's got us here. We'll say it got us here in one piece, we'll say. Amen. And we are being greeted by the angel of the Lord, because the Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear God. Glory to God, and them that glorify God. Here we are among angels. Amen. Amen. Not only angels, but the spirit that's came back. Amen. To take on this wonderful, glorified flesh and bones.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How could we beat that? No way to beat that, is there?
Amen.
Amen. The only thing we can do about that is just praise God and just walk with him and let him take our mind, our heart, and our soul, and just lead us and guide us. And he has a message here. He has a word. Glory to God. As you hear it and believe it and all, and you're not going to believe it unless you're the wife of the Lamb anyway. But the wife, that word just take effects on you. Old saying is, take roots in you. Amen. Begin to grow. Glory to God. And the whole part of God, which is so big that heaven and earth cannot contain him. Amen. That's part of God, and he has children all in all parts of himself, see. Glory to God. But the Godhead part, that was specifically mentioned, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And now that the wedding has taken place, and we'll find that in Revelation 19, where that the marriage of the Lamb took place, and to her is granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white, amen, and such like, which is the righteousness of God. And so it does make a difference, amen. And one man said, how could God make a difference in his people? Wouldn't it be showing partiality? I said, if you're married and got a wife and love her, amen, you show partiality. And you're not putting anyone else down. Amen. But you're accepting them as part of God, part of God's plan, but not the wife of the Lamb. Because that's something God ordained, amen, with his son before the world was. Praise God. So I'm just so happy today. I'm rejoicing. Amen. And I've wondered back in time, how's it going to feel when I get 70-year-old or 65-year-old? Well, I'm 86 now. Amen. I'll have to report. It feels pretty good.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So that's that's good. Let me have some more of this water here. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, we praise him. We thank him. And as we go along on these things, there'll be from time to time you'll hear something come out that you hadn't heard like that before, hadn't thought of like that before. And it'll just thrill your soul. And then that become part of you, and you begin to think on it. Amen. Because you have the mind of Christ, see. Amen. You begin to think. Amen. You say, hey, this thing is glorious. This thing is wonderful. This is better than the Pentecostal revival. Amen. And this is not necessarily, we wouldn't call it a revival, I don't suppose, but it's becoming what that revival brought us to. Amen. The Pentecostal revival, yes, it was wonderful. Glory to God. But it was open to other type spirits. Like Paul said, the spirit of iniquity works among you now, right there when that revival is going on and start. But when you get the marriage, it's a finished work, see. Amen. It's not any more of being backsliding or something of that nature. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not saying everything you say is perfect. Excuse me. Everything you say is perfect or everything you do is perfect. Amen. But in God's eyes, it's as perfect as can be. Amen. Because he looks at you through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Son, the wife, has become one. And so she's stepped right up to the plate, we'll say. Glory to God. And we honor the wife of the Lamb. We honor her as the queen. Amen. And that makes it so good. And we're not saying that we're on this journey coming through a hazardous journey. Now, that is behind us. Amen. When you're married to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, which that has taken place, amen, then we're not anymore on a journey trying to find our way and so on. Amen. I read the book one time on the Pilgrim Progress, and I like it. Amen. But I do like I do a lot of my books, loan them. And usually when you loan them, most of the time you say, here, you can have it. because no one borrows a book that intending to keep it, but somehow or another, it's just that way. Amen. But the Pilgrim Progress, amen, that journey of that pilgrim is over with. Amen. We arrive home. Glory to God. So we don't need the many of those things that would instruct us what to say here, what to do there. Amen. But just come into the Father's house, we'll say. Amen. And rejoice. And let God take care of all these other things. And I know sometimes we'll say, them people, they do strange ways and so on. Well, the river split in four parts, you know, that river did. Amen. And has brought blessing to the whole earth and many other things. Of course, got in during that the long journey from Genesis up to Revelation. But when we get to Revelation 19, glory to God, we're home. Amen. His wife made her separated, and it was granted. It was granted to her, already granted to her. Glory to God that she'd be dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. We honor the queen this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So here we are today, praising God as the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And not only as the wife of the Lamb, being the wife of the Lamb, we have a good understanding of the remainder of the family of God. Not what each branch of that river produced, but we know it produced the things of God. It broke in that main river did from Eden, earth, Eden, into four parts. But I assume that over the time, it's broken into many, many other parts as the population grew and the earth began populated. But when all that's said and done, there's one thing, the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife, hallelujah, and they're one, and his thoughts are her thoughts, and her thoughts are his thoughts. And they're rejoicing together, and that's why we're rejoicing in this today. Praise God. And there's many things that we hear, and then we have to go back here. You say, I wish I'd have said that. I will just set the message from last Sunday, I guess. Amen. I got up something, and I said, I wish I'd have said this year, because that would have fit so good. But it'll drop in, and it'll all come in. And here we are today, the wife of the Lamb, in the realm of the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing, and we're looking out at God's family. And we see a lot of things in the what we call Christianity out here. Amen. That's not pure as maybe it should be. But within that, there's those Christians. How do I know? Because there's a great number come out of great tribulation. And there's a message of the 144,000. Say, come out of her and be not partaker of her sin. Amen. You're separate. You're different. This is what's been wrong all the time. You knew something was wrong. Here's what it is. Amen. You're not part of that. Amen. But you're part of the body of God. Hallelujah. And the son and his wife is ahead there. Glory to God under God. And everything's working out fine for us, see. Amen. That's why we're rejoicing in the Lord. That's why we're praising God. And that's why we're speaking today. Glory to God. I didn't start out to be a preacher and a speaker. So I just started out obeying God, and this is what it wound up to be. And I have no complaints. Amen. He's let us go many places in the world, saw many things, and we just love the Lord. Wherever we went in the natural, praise God, we always like to get back home here in this area here, because it's where we were born and raised around here. Glory to God. So in the things of God, amen, he got getting all of his family in. Amen. And that's so good. And when I say getting all his family, I'm talking here basically about the entire scope of God's economy, we'll say. Because once you pass the millennia, then God's family is all in, irregardless of what part they play. Glory to God. You might say, this is a good man or this is a good woman, but they just can't see this. Somehow or another, I try to talk to them, I try to preach to them, and they just wind up saying, I can't see you. Amen. All my folks call me Junior. Amen. But sometimes they'll come among us and say, you know, I like to hear Junior preach, but I just can't understand some of the things he's saying. Amen. Don't preach like these others. Said he talk about the wife. I like to hear people talk about the church. That's what one man said. I like to hear people talk about the church. Well, the church, amen, whatever you call it, because different ones call the church different things, but I believe it would be called out once or something. Amen. But there'll be a group of people come out of the Great Tribulation, and they'll love God and all these things. Here we are already home. We're not, don't have to worry about whether we're going to make it through the tribulation and all that. We arrive home before the tribulation began, say. Amen. Hallelujah. We've followed the roadmap. Amen. And the 12 apostles, glory to God, even Paul was the one that pointed us on further. Amen. To the Gentile world. He said, I'm the apostle to the Gentiles, and I magnify my office. Amen. Did we just watch that gospel spread out from there? Amen. And it said by many that had not Paul been converted, the world Christianity would have died out there in Jerusalem. We'd never left Jerusalem. But I tell you, God, he knew what he was doing before the world was. Amen. So just appreciate what he's done. And that's why I'm standing here right now. Amen. There was somebody like Paul or however you say it. There was somebody to push this thing on out. Amen. Oh, yes. There's the Jews. They had their customs. You can't eat this and you can't eat this animal. You can't do that. And that's all right, too. Amen. Because that's how they were raised. And that it fits, the gospel fits him. Amen. But this, what fits me is being free to walk with God, to understand and believe what God revealed, whether it's necessarily written in so many words or not. Amen. It's written in our heart and our mind. Amen. So that's where we're at today, walking with the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord, enjoying all these good things that God has given us. Amen. And I'm not going to feel bad to receive these good things that God has given us. Amen. And if he gives us something, amen, we want to enjoy it, because it's the Father's good will to give good gifts to us. See? Amen. And we don't want to think that we're taken from somebody else to get this. No, the Father gives them what they need. The Father gives them the blessings they need. And in the great eternal world, there'll always be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. There'll be the God's son and God's son's wife, and they'll always be special in the place there, and all the world want to come up and see them. Hallelujah. As the glory of God covers that certain area in a certain way. Amen. In the city of Jerusalem, see, that city has no need of the moon or the sun because the glory of God lights there, but not to all the world in particular, because the world will continue to turn, continue to go on like it is. Amen. But here we are in the light. We're in the light constantly. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and we're married to him. Amen. Which makes us part of the same, say. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he's moving in such a way, he's made us part of all that he is. Amen. The Father ordained it thus. Glory to God. But he also ordained those that he has given to do certain things in the earth. See, God's going to keep this earth up, and it's going to be like the Garden of Eden. Amen. He started just a little spot, and we take that little spot. They do. We don't, see. Amen. They take that little spot and spread it all over the world. Earth is such a beautiful planet. Glory to God. Amen. And the glorified people be here. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb, which she's glorified, and the son's wife, and all that will have that special place, while all the others that served that real Christian throughout different phases, different ages, that fit in different categories, they'll have their place. Amen. Then there'll be those natural people. Glory to God. Out there with the hoes and plows and showing off the beautiful garden that they have and making everything beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we are today with eternal life. And that means a lot. Amen. It's eternal life that we can't lose. Amen. Because it was sealed and fixed. Amen. Before the world was. Paul said, your name's on the book before the foundation of the world, which there is really no books. It's in the mind of God. Amen. So you are, I know I came through Pentecostal religion and I'm not sure it was good for me, but it seemed like it might have been. And we saw a lot of people supposed to got saved and live right for a while, and then they go back and do worse than they was. See, I believe there's a scripture says that devil enter in some, they'll be seven times worse or something. Amen. And those 10 leper men, there was only two of them that turned back to thank God, and the rest of them went their own way without even saying, thank you, Lord. I'm glad you got rid of this stuff for me. Amen. No, there was two that turned back. Amen. And so it just showed there's a difference. There's some people that God does something for them, they're so thankful. And if you're born again today, glory to God, with a new life, then you should be the most thankful person in the world. Amen. Then God will place you as he's ordained all the way through. But when you come to the wife, see that you know who you are. Glory to God. You know you're the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And you just praise God for it. And the devil would do things and say things sometime and try to work through different ways, try to get you not to be quite as thankful that you're the wife. But that should wake you up every morning with a song in your heart and a joy in your step, a spring in your step. Glory to God. Enjoy God's blessing. Amen. So those are the things. And some people say, well, I feel bad to get all this joy and rejoicing. And there's people that lives better than I do that don't have this rejoicing or something of that nature. Well, they got their place. Glory to God, when you're the knowledge of the wife of the Lamb is fully embedded in you, glory to God, you can't help but rejoice. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. My, this water, sometimes I'll preach and never take a sip of this water. I get started there. But this morning, it seemed like every time I get a sip, it just tastes better. Amen. That water, amen, it's the water of life. That's one thing you can't live without, water. I've lived without food many days, like on 40-day fast, 25-day fast, and so on like that. But I always had water. Amen. That water kept me going. Amen. And the water's keeping me going now, but I'm getting some of that bread of life, that word. Glory to God. Amen. And my soul's growing fat on it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. So being a Christian today is so wonderful. Amen. Being the wife of the Lamb, like someone asked me about, are you a Christian? I said, yes, I'm a Christian plus. And they said, what's the plus for? That's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Not only am I a Christian, I'm part of the wife of the Lamb, a member of the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. Amen. And it does not, and I express this sometimes, does not belittle or take from anyone else's position in that God has placed them in. You being the wife of the Lamb, you having the clothed in fine linen, clean and white, it's a difference. Amen. So enjoy that fine linen. Enjoy that the glory of God. Amen. Because it's yours. Amen. And yours only. Amen. When I say yours only, I'm talking to the body of the wife here. Amen. Because God didn't provide that to the other. But you know what? I like what the Bible says. He not only provided the wife of the Lamb with fine linen, clean and white, but he also clothes the other saints, the glorified saints, with white robes. Amen. You'll find that in several places. But one of the quickest places to find it, I guess, would be in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. Where they're dressed in white robes. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, if I see someone dressed in the white robe, I'm not going to be scared of them, run from them. Amen. I'm going to praise God that they have the white robes. Amen. And they'll praise God that we are dressed in fine linen and we're the wife. And they're going to realize their position and not the wife, but Christian, part of God, part of the Godhead, or part of the body of God, we'll say, instead of the Godhead, specifically. Amen. That specifically, the wife is part of the Godhead. Glory to God. But every member, amen, is part of God. Yeah, part of God's domain. Yeah, thank you. Amen. Help me get some words out here. So that's why these books that we're writing come in handy. Because a lot of times, see, most of the time, if I'm just preaching, I'm liable to miss over that. But part of God's domain, if I begin to explain it like that, amen. But that hits real good on my spirit right there. Amen. Part of God's domain. Amen. And I just praise him. And I'm glad I'm part of that, part of the kingdom. Amen. Part of the whole, part of God. But not only that, we're part of God plus. Glory to God. We're the wife of the Lamb. And don't you ever fail to claim it. And don't you ever feel like you're less. Amen. Because you're not. You're what God ordained you to be. And not only that, that goes for not only the wife, but for all the family of God, whatever place. They're part of God's domain. Amen. And I'm so happy. And whatever part is, we want to be happy and rejoice. But being the wife of the Lamb, we certainly don't want to walk around with our head down. Hallelujah. Because David said, he's the lifter up of my head. Glory to God. And I like that scripture there. Amen. So we praise God for everything. And we thank God for this opportunity to speak and bring these things out. each week. And to bring them out each week, we got a week to we'll study on them and listen and write the books and everything, just everything working out to the T, we would say. Amen. So that's what's taking place today. Amen. And so, yes, 86 didn't slow me down, I don't think. Glory to God. It just made me keep on being more solid in what that He's made me to be and called me to be. Yeah, ripened. Amen. Amen. That's good. Amen. The fruit ripened on the tree. Amen. And that water, glory to God. I tell you, I think I'll understand more about that as the weeks ahead. That water of life, it flows from, notice in Genesis, it's so amazing. One river in Genesis breaks up into four heads. But there's one river in Revelation 22 and 1, it just comes straight from God's throne. And that's placed in the heavenly realm, say. Glory to God. Eden is the earthly realm where the water breaks up and goes, because it gives the different countries it went to. And as it went there, glory to God, no doubt it broke up and went into other parts and so on. Till now the whole earth, amen, has received. And here we are and we have received. And it's so good to have received what God has given us. Amen, and I'm so glad. Praise the Lord. All right, we're just going to close out here now. And we hope, and well, I'm not just going to hope, I say, and I know you'll get something out of this. Amen, I know that there'll be a place or two where you had to grab your pencil, paper, and wrote it down to keep this thought, you know. Amen, I know in preaching sometimes it seems like it's repetitious sometimes, but the repetitious what makes it good. Amen. Because you'll catch those little things that wasn't said. I remember several years ago, my wife had a dream she may tell about, she've told about it before, I believe. But the things that with preaching, being preached and all that, she says, I don't believe I've ever heard that before. What was you didn't know if you should add that to what you had?
Yeah.
Add that to what you had and so on. But that's where these great revelations come. You gonna tell about? Okay. That's where these great revelations come from. See, it's adding to something you already know. If you didn't already know the surrounding of it, that wouldn't fit just right. And it wouldn't have the meaning. But when you say, I haven't heard that before, if I don't believe, then I don't know if I should add that or not. Glory to God. Then you look at what's around it, and you know, yes, it fits here exactly. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for helping us today, for just helping us just say what you would have us to say. And we praise you for the wife of the Lamb, not only for the wife of the Lamb, but for all your children, wherever they're at and whatever part they fulfill. We know all things will be perfect plus perfect in this great eternal age, in this great time that we're living in. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. Praise the Lord. Bob, you have something now for us? Glory to God, not only a song, but maybe you got the word of inspiration. Glory to God. That's one thing about this. Amen. The married wife is the same. The members, male and female, but the revelation of the word comes to both. Amen. Amen. And it just works real good. All right. Here you go.
Amen. The dream that Ben's talking about, I had it, well, it's been a pretty good while back. And it was, you know, I had certain things that I did during my day, you know, and I had so much time in the day, and I could only incorporate these things into that day. And so I would go along and do the same thing every day. It'd be the same thing. Well, then here would come something and into my day. And I would think, I would look at it and say, do I want to put that in my day or not? And so I would just look at it. And then I would incorporate that into my day that I had, that, you know, the things that I did throughout the day. I would look at it to see if I wanted to put that into my day. And anyway, it was showing me about revelation, that, you know, the Lord would give me revelation. And each time he would, you know, I would hear something new, I would look at it. And to see how it was right, should I add that into my day? And, you know, he would reveal that to me. You know, like when I hear the word, then he would reveal that to me, and I would bring that over into my day. And so I would go on, you know, each day would be like that, where I would incorporate new things into my day, you know, revelational things. And I just praise him for that, because he's continued up until this very time to give revelation. And especially like on the name that he gave us, Christ the Wife. And, you know, that shows that the masculine and feminine attributes came together in marriage. That name right there just shows that, you know, we're not the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not him. And our name is not the Lord Jesus Christ, but our name is Christ the Wife. That's what he named us, because he shared the Christ part of his name with us. And that brought the masculine and feminine attributes together in a body of people, which is the wife. And we have, recognition before God in that name, Christ the Wife. And it also showed that we equalized with our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, in stature. And I just praise him for that. And I praise him for the revelation about the two rivers. And, you know, the one river from Eden that broke into four heads, which was representative of the life of God that came all the way through time. And when you got into the New Testament, then you had the masculine part of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost. And, of course, that's a broader outward, you know, for the family, you know, to bring the family in, to connect the family members to God and into the kingdom of God. So that was a broader outward, you know. But then you have a new river that is pure and clear as crystal, and that is bringing in the Godhead part with the feminine part of Christ solidifying in a people. As those masculine and feminine attributes came, the Lord Jesus Christ is in this river with us, because those masculine and feminine attributes are in the wife. They came together in marriage. He's just showing the feminine part. You know, he's putting the feminine part of the Christ spirit that took on glorified flesh and bones, you know, in a people. He's highlighting that part of Christ. And I just praise him for all of this. And it's just really wonderful. The whole thing is. It's the great revealing. It's the great revealing. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Right. It started in Genesis. It's showing it in the natural, but actually there's a spiritual thing, you know, taking place. And then the final river we see over in Revelation 22:1. And because the one from Eden and with the Holy Ghost that come through the New Testament there and everything, well, in that river, you have people with the Holy Ghost, but then you have the Antichrist spirit that got in and everything. And they'll be taken care of, because they're going to give their lives and everything to get eternal life in their body. But with us, we had that pure crystal river and that solidified in us to give us our glorified flesh and bones. And so now you have a separate being here that is the wife of the Lamb with a new name. And we can approach God in that name. He knows that name because he gave it to us. And we're not named the Lord Jesus Christ. See, before they were using the name the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we did. But now we have our own name. And he has lifted that name up. We're living in that name. He's blessing that name. Everything we have, he has given it to us in that name. So I just praise him for everything, and just thank you, Lord, for it so much. Amen. So much. I praise you. Amen. Amen. Here you go. Amen. Amen.
All
Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'll go ahead and sing. You may sing? Okay, yeah. I'll go ahead and sing that again because I really love it. Everything's new is a phrase that resonates in a language spoken unlike any uttered before. And it flows like a crystal stream on a clear morning in a garment that is worn. And it does not conceal, but it only reveals the beauty of being made new in a glorified body that is now here in plain view. Everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new. Everything's new in thoughts that blossom, where there's no negativity in our glorified mentality, and the body that carries it all is glorified flesh and bones, wrapped in fine linen, clean and white. We're speaking a new and pure language of life with the fullness of the Spirit, guided by the new thinking of Christ that's embodied in newness now shown in Christ the Wife. Everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new. Oh, everything's new, being married to you, my Lord. Everything's new, a new spirit, a new thinking, a new language, a new name, Christ the Wife, a new garment of fine linen, clean and white, a new body glorified. Everything's new, a new body glorified. Everything's new, now and forevermore. Everything's new. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise you, my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And I like new things. Amen. That fits right in to what we already have. Amen. New revelations fit right into the Bible. Glory to God. Don't have to get rid of the Bible in order to say, I got new revelation. Because it all fits right in there. And some people say the Old Testament, it's not good for us. Amen. But you can't understand the plan of God without some of the things in the Old Testament, because it basically tells about the millennia, which the New Testament don't do that too much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I guess it's supposed to be time to quit preaching, but I tell you, it's just real good when you begin to look at it. And thank God for Barbara's testimony and the song. Amen. Everything new. Didn't that fit good? Amen. It looked like it was planned or something. Amen. But she didn't plan it that way. I didn't plan the sermon that way. So we just riding with the tide and enjoying ourselves. Praise the Lord. So we'll just bow our head and pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen. And in the name of Christ, the wife of the Lamb, Lord, we just come to you, praising you and thanking you for all these good things that you've done for us. And take this word And Lord, I pray that you'll use it for your glory. Amen. That not only the wife of the Lamb will receive blessing, but those that are not counted the wife, those of the other people of God, whatever place they fit in your domain, that everyone will be blessed and praise God because they have found the way. Amen. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And we see the wife of the Lamb begin to step forth in Revelation 22 and 1, where the water of life flows all around.
Amen.
Amen. We just thank God for that. And that's the time we're living in.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you today, we pray. Amen.